strange changes. It's gonna have to be a different man.
3:48 on the afternoon news on AM 800. I'm Kathy McMahon. A grassroots effort is trying to find the most eco-friendly city in Canada. Beginning on Earth Day this April 22nd, the Green Grouch is challenging people in Canada's 50 largest cities to follow a 10-point checklist of environmentally friendly activities. And each item earns points for your city. And for more on the challenge, we're joined by organizer Barry Moore. Hi, Barry.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing excellent.
So tell us about this challenge. How did it get started and why is it happening?
Well, it was originally an idea of my friend's. He had come up with this idea. He thought that there should be a reminder site to remind people to do environmentally friendly things. And he'd been working on it for about a year. And I knew that it wasn't going to go anywhere without some programming. And he doesn't really, he doesn't have the programming chops. He doesn't know the PHP language, which is the same language Facebook was programmed in. So, you know, he kept on plugging away, and eventually, you know, his quiet determination convinced me that I should get on board and help him out.
So this is sort of a collaboration of a couple efforts here. And what do people need to do to take part?
You know what? We tried to make it unbelievably simple and fun. They just have to go to greengrouch.com.
Good.
Log in, and you'll get an email once a week to do a weekly checklist. And the thing about this that I really want to stress is that it's fun. You know, what really got it going was the mayor of Grand Prairie, Alberta. Out of the blue, actually, Michelle Gardner, who is on their environmental committee, started it out. Out of the blue, one day, she logged in, and she started referring other people to the site. And within days, there was, you know, dozens of new accounts. And I emailed her back to say, hey, thanks for, you know, the flurry of activity on the site. And it turned out she took it to their environmental committee. And they passed a motion to take it to city council. The city council passed a motion to challenge four other Alberta cities. So a challenge has been issued to Calgary, Edmonton, Red Deer, and Lethbridge. It's just getting rolling, and so far, Red Deer came on board, and they passed a motion in their city council to get it going as well.
So let's talk a bit about this 10-point checklist. What are some of the things that people will need to be do to help the environment?
Okay, we tried to make it, again, really simple. We understand people are busy, and they've heard all the doom and gloom, and, you know, so we made it really easy. Use your own coffee cup, for example. Very, very simple. I've actually been doing it for years, long before I designed the site. I keep a cup in my car. When I have coffee, I bring in the cup. I have coffee. Nothing complicated. It's not heavy or difficult or anything like that.
So, like, you mean when you go to Tim Hortons, you go up to the drive-thru and you give them your cup and they
fill it? Yeah, I don't do a lot of drive-thrus, but I guess that would be difficult at a drive-thru, but when I go in for coffee, I bring my own cup and have my coffee. When I'm done, I just rinse it out in the washroom, and it's in my car. It's always there when I need it.
Okay, that's easy enough.
You know, I want to stress one thing about the cups that people might not know. In North America last year, there was 20 billion paper cups used. And the thing that people don't know about paper cups is that, first of all, because I believe, if my information is correct, that my business partner researched out, because of health regulations, they can't be made with recyclable material. It has to be at least, I think, 90% virgin pulp. Okay, so, and not only that, because of the polyethylene that's in them to make them so that, you know, you don't want the coffee leaking out, so there's this coating on them, and that makes them so they're not really recyclable either.
I'm trying to picture a cup to see if I can remember those little arrows on it for recyclable material. I can't think.
No, as far as I'm aware, they're not recyclable. So, in effect, 20 billion cups, actually the number is so large, I couldn't believe it when he told me, and I went to say, how many is that per day? And I tried to calculate it. And realized, oops, the number's too big to even be calculated on a calculator. You have to use 20 million, divide by 365, then multiply by 1,000. You can't punch 20 billion into your calculator.
So using your own coffee cup, that's a good first step. A lot of people wouldn't think of that. What are some other tips?
Use a cloth grocery bag. That's also very simple. Keep them in the car or keep them by your door or whatever, wherever you'll remember to use them.
Yeah.
And, you know, use them. And then when you come home, take your groceries out and put the bags back by the door, get them in the car again.
Yeah, you see more people doing that these days.
Yeah, that's definitely one that's that people are adopting more, but the coffee cup thing is really simple. And our whole thing, again, we want to make it simple, and it's actually fun. I really want to stress the fun, because here's the thing. Between Red Deer and Grand Prairie, they're actually going crazy over this, trying to, Red Deer's trying to catch up. So when they do their 10-point checklist, you can look at a chart. It draws a chart immediately and shows you how many points you have compared, to everyone else. And, Red Deer thought it would be easy to catch up to Grand Prairie. As a matter of fact, I'll give you a quote that was in the newspaper there. He said, the mayor of Red Deer said, "I really appreciate the tongue-in-cheek comment from many councillors about pipsqueak Grand Prairie tweaking the nose of Goliath Red Deer." Well, the pipsqueak is still about 5,000 points ahead of Red Deer.
So it's getting popular out there. So when does this challenge, if Windsor wanted to get involved, how does that start?
Anytime. It's officially underway. We're kind of in the pre-games right now, but officially it starts on Earth Day and goes from Earth Day to Earth Day. But what we really need is to get your mayor and city council on board. Everyone's always talking about the environment, but, Bill Given, I really want to give credit to the mayor of Grand Prairie and also Red Deer, Morris Flewelling. Both of those two mayors stuck their neck out and said, "We're going to support this." And they actually passed a motion in their city councils to support this and get 100% behind it. We've got a lot of the media on the website. There's a picture of they sent a councillor from Red Deer up to Grand Prairie to formally, exchange some gifts and shake hands and say, let the games begin. They're really getting into it. It's actually fun. We're making being green fun.
Well, hopefully, if we get some people listening here and maybe some members of council, they can sort of look into this issue. We'll see if we can get involved here in southern Ontario, maybe get a rivalry between Windsor and London, and who else knows where.
You know what I would really like it if your listeners would do? Hey, let's have some fun with this. Call the World's Greenest City Committee in Vancouver at 604-673-8166. And find out why they're not on board, because I sent a couple of really polite emails, "Dear Greenest City, we'd love you to take part in our Greenest City Challenge," and they didn't even respond to email.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure why they wouldn't take part. It's a great idea, and I appreciate your time, Barry, and joining us to explain a little bit more about it.
All right, well, thank you very much. Looking forward to some people there in Windsor getting on the site. It's very simple, greengrouch.com.
Sounds good. We'll put a link on our website as well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Barry.
Bye-bye.
That is Barry Moore, organizer of the grassroots effort to make Canada more eco-friendly, the Green Grouch, challenging Canada's 50 largest cities to follow a 10-point checklist. And again, that website for more information is greengrouch.com. 3:56 on the afternoon news.